welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we travel back to the year 1901, and we're just learning about the year 1901. Very simple. For some of us, we'll learn a few new interesting things that occurred in this year, and for others, it'll just bore you right to sleep, so it's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. So, without further ado, the year of 1901. And, of course, we start with January. January. I don't know why I said it so sing-songy. But, of course, yes. January 1901. And we start on the 1st. January 1st, 1901. The Commonwealth of Australia forms as British Colonius Federate. So it says here, the British colonies of New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and Western Australia federate as the Commonwealth of Australia. Edmund Barton becomes the first Prime Minister of Australia. Also on the 1st of January, Nigeria becomes a British protectorate. And also on the 1st, Pentecostalism is born at a prayer meeting at Bethel Bible College in Topeka, Kansas. As opposed to Arkansas. Which for me is always wild. We have a Kansas as a state, and then we have the gall to name Arkansas Arkansas, and then just say, no, we'll call it Arkansas. Yeah. Never been to either Kansas or Arkansas. Would love to listen, or hear, sorry, from some listeners. Tell me what life is like in Kansas and Arkansas. I digress. January 5th. Typhoid fever breaks out in a Seattle jail, the first of two typhoid outbreaks in the U.S. during the year. 3 days later, in the first Great Texas Gusher, oil is discovered at Spindletop in Beaumont, Texas. Texas is yet another state to which I've never been, but I have always been interested in visiting. I thought about maybe Austin or Dallas. Austin seems like a pretty cool city, so. January 22nd. Queen Victoria of the UK dies at age 81 after more than 63 years on the throne, and her son, the Prince of Wales, formally succeeds her as King Edward VII. On that exact same day, the Grand Opera House in Cincinnati, Ohio, is destroyed in a fire. Ohio, another state I have not been to. Let's see here. 28th of January. Baseball's American League declares itself a major league. I suppose that prior to January 28th, I guess they only had the National League, but I guess that probably also included some kind of expansion during that time. Next, we move up to February on the 2nd. The funeral of Queen Victoria is held at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle. 3 days later, on the 5th, the Hay-Pauncefote Treaty is signed by the UK and US, ceding control of the Panama Canal to the US. On the exact same day, JP Morgan buys mines and steel mills in the US, making the first $1 billion business deal. And on that exact same day as well, in Evansville, Indiana, a fire burns through the business district, causing $175,000 of damage. On the 11th, anti-Jesuit riots sweep across Spain, and the very next day, so the 12th, Viceroy of India Lord Curzon creates the new Northwest Frontier Province in the north of the Punjab region bordering Afghanistan. February 14th, Edward VII opens his first parliament of the UK, let's say the US. 6 days later, the Hawaii Territory Legislature convenes for the first time. 22nd of February, the Pacific Mail Steamship Company's SS City of Rio de Janeiro sinks, entering San Francisco Bay. On the very next day, the UK and Germany agree on the frontier between German East Africa and the British colony of Nyasaland. February 25th, U.S. Steel is incorporated by industrialist J.P. Morgan as the first billion-dollar corporation. Very next day, the Middleburg Peace Conference fails in South Africa as Boers continues to demand autonomy. February 27th, the Sultan of Turkey orders 50,000 troops to the Bulgarian frontier because of unrest in Macedonia. And next we move to the month of March. March 1st. The UK, Germany, and Japan protest the Sino-Russian agreement on Manchuria, and on that exact same day, the 1901 census of India is taken, the fourth census, but the first reliable census of the British Raj. On the very next day, March 2nd, the U.S. Congress passes the Platt Amendment, limiting the autonomy of Cuba as a condition for the withdrawal of American troops. March 4th, William McKinley is sworn in for a second term as President of the United States. March 6th, in Bremen, an assassination attempt is made on Wilhelm II, German Emperor. On that exact same day in Maine, the 1901 Maine flag is adopted as the official state flag. Maine, yet another state I have not visited. Five days later, on the 11th, the UK rejects the amended Hay-Pauncefote Treaty. Pauncefote, yeah. On the 17th, a showing of 71 Vincent van Gogh paintings in Paris, 11 years after his death, creates a sensation. And also on the 17th, students riot in St. Petersburg and Moscow, Russia. March 31st, a 7.2, says MW, I'm not sure what it stands for. Either way, a 7.2 Black Sea earthquake occurs off the northwest coast of Bulgaria with a maximum intensity of X, which stands for extreme. A destructive tsunami affects the province of Dobrich. April. And for some reason, April 1901 doesn't seem to have been too busy, because there's only two facts. You know, we've done this series a couple times. I have a couple more planned in the future, and typically each month will come with, you know, 5, 10, you know, facts. 5 at the very least, but April 1901, it looks like everyone took a little break, because there really isn't a whole lot of action. But April 25th, New York becomes the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates. 4 days later, on the 29th, anti-Jewish rioting breaks out in Budapest. And that was it for the month of April. May 3rd, the Great Fire of 1901 begins in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 days later, the Castle War of Yucatan in Mexico officially ends, although Mayan skirmishes continue sporadic fighting and other for another decade. Excuse me. May 9th, the first Australian Parliament opens in Melbourne. On the 17th, panic of 1901. The New York Stock Exchange crashes. May 25th, the Club Atlético River Plate is founded in Argentina. Which I think River Plate is the most successful team in Argentina when it comes to their professional soccer teams. May 28th, Persia grants William Knox Darcy a concession, giving him the right to prospect for oil. June. On the 2nd, Katsura Taro becomes Prime Minister of Japan. 10 days later, on the 12th, Cuba becomes a U.S. protectorate. June 15th, RMS Lusania is the first Cunard Line ship to receive a wireless radio set. And June was another relatively short month, because that's actually it as well. July 1st. I don't know why I read to July 11th already. I don't even have a fact for the 11th. July 1st. The first UK Fingerprint Bureau is established at Scotland Yard, the Metropolitan Police Headquarters in London, by Edward Henry. On that same day, the Bureau of Chemistry is established within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. July 4th. The 1,282-foot or 390-meter covered bridge crossing the St. John River at Hartland, New Brunswick, Canada, opens. It is the longest covered bridge in the world. On that same day, William Howard Taft becomes Governor General of the Philippines. On the 10th, the world's first passenger-carrying trolley bus in regular service operates on the Biela Valley trolleybus route at Königstein, Germany. July 24th, O. Henry is released from prison in Columbus, Ohio, after serving 3 years for embezzlement from the First National Bank in Austin, Texas. Next, we move on to August. On the 5th, Peter O'Connor sets the first International Association of Athletics Federation recognized long jump world record of 24 feet, 11 and 3 quarters inches. The record will stand for 20 years. On the 6th, Discovery Expedition, Robert Falcon Scott set sail on the RRS Discovery to explore the Ross Sea in Antarctica. On the 14th, the first claimed powered flight is made by German-born American aviator Gustav Whitehead in his number 21 in Connecticut. August 28th, Silliman University is founded in the Philippines, the first American private school in the country. 2 days later, on the 30th, Hubert Cecil Booth patents an electric vacuum cleaner in the UK. September 2nd, U.S. Vice President Theodore Roosevelt utters the famous phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big stick," at the Minnesota State Fair. On the very next day, on the 3rd, the national flag of Australia flew for the first time atop the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne. September 5th, the National Association of Professional Baseball League, later renamed Minor League Baseball, is formed in Chicago. September 7th, the Boxer Rebellion in China officially ends with the signing of the Boxer Protocol. On the 14th, Vice President Theodore Roosevelt becomes the 26th President of the United States. Upon President William McKinley's death, Roosevelt is sworn in that afternoon. October 2nd, the British Royal Navy's first submarine, Holland 1, is launched at Barrow in Ferns. 2 days later, the American yacht Columbia defeats the British Shamrock in the America's Cup yachting race. Never seen one of those. October 16th, U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt invites African-American leader Booker T. Washington to the White House. The American South reacts angrily to the visit, and racial violence increases in the region. October 23rd, Yale University celebrates its bicentennial, and on the very next day, Michigan schoolteacher Annie Edson Taylor goes over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survives. Now, I don't know if it was her intention. I don't see how else you end up in a barrel looking down Niagara Falls, but you have to be some kind of thrill seeker to intentionally get into a barrel and go over Niagara Falls in it. I will pass. That is a very, very hard pass for me. November. On the 1st, Sigma Phi Epsilon is founded in Richmond, Virginia. I'm not sure what Sigma Phi Epsilon is. I assume it has something to do with a fraternity house or sorority house. But I never participated in any of that during my college days, so I'm really not sure what that means. On the 9th, the Prince George, Duke of Cornwall, later George the 5th, becomes Prince of Wales and Earl of Chester. November 15th, the Alpha Sigma Alpha fraternity is founded at Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. November 28th, the new Constitution of Alabama requires voters in the state to have passed literacy tests. And finally, we make it to the month of December, and we start with December 3rd. U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt delivers a 20,000-word speech to the House of Representatives, asking Congress to curb the power of trusts within reasonable limits. 7 days later, on the 10th, the first Nobel Prize ceremony is held in Stockholm on the 5th anniversary of the Alfred Nobel's death. December 12th, Guglielmo Marconi receives the first transatlantic radio signal sent from Poldhu, England to Newfoundland. It is the letter S in Morse code. December 20th, the final spike is driven into the Mombasa Victoria Uganda Railway in what is now Kisumu, Kenya. And on December 31st, 1901, the Roman Catholic platform, now known as Cemetery Station No. 2, opens in Sydney, Australia's Rockwood Cemetery. And then we have a few events that occurred in 1901 with dates that are unknown. A couple of interesting ones here. One is the Okapi is observed for the first time, and previously it was only known to local natives. The Intercollegiate Prohibition Association is established in Chicago. The Bulgarian Women's Union is founded sometime in 1901. And American businessman William S. Harley draws up plans for the first prototype motorcycle. So, a couple of very interesting events in 1901, I'd say. And we'll go ahead and conclude the episode with a few birthdays. So, some famous folk that were born in the year of 1901, starting with January. On the 1st, George Karsilaidis, Greek Orthodox priest, elder, and saint. Happy birthday to you. Very next day, Lou Landers, American director, was born. January 4th, Salvatore della Isola, Italian conductor. On the 9th, Sheik Young, American cartoonist, was born. Let's see here. On the 11th, Kwon Ki-ok, Korean pilot, was born. On the 17th, Susana Calandrelli, Argentine writer and teacher, was born. Happy birthday to you. January 27th, Art Rooney, American football owner, was born. I believe the Rooney family owns the Pittsburgh Steelers, still today, I'm pretty sure. 2 days later, E.P. Taylor, Canadian business tycoon, was born. Very next day, Samir Al-Rifai, 9th Prime Minister of Jordan, was born, as was Rudolf Caracciola, German race car driver. Happy birthday to all of you. February 3rd, Arvid Wallman, Swedish driver, was born. On the 10th, we had Stella Adler, American actress and acting teacher, born, as well as Anthony Prusinski, American politician. On the 15th, João Branco Nuncio, Portuguese bullfighter, was born. Very interesting indeed. February 25th, Zeppo Marx, American comedian, was born. 2 days later, Horacio Luro, Argentine horse trainer, was born. Happy birthday to all of you guys. Moving on to March, we have March 13th, Paul Fix, American actor. Alfred Newman, born on March 17th, American film composer. March 24th, Ubi Ewerks, American cartoonist, born. Happy birthday to all of you guys. April, we have April 1st, Whitaker Chambers, American spy. Very interesting. American spy, Whitaker Chambers. April 19th, Kiyoshi Oka, Japanese mathematician. And April 29th, Hirohito, Emperor of Japan, born on this day. May 7th, Gary Cooper, American actor, is born, as was Rose Auslander, German poet. Let's see what we have in June. June 12th, Arnold Kirkaby, American hotelier, art collector, and real estate investor, was born. June 17th, F.F.E. Yeo Thomas, English World War II hero. June 23, Chuck Taylor, American basketball player, salesman. July 9th, Frank Finnegan, Canadian ice hockey player, was born. Happy birthday. Same day as Barbara Cartland and Lou Poley. Barbara Cartland was a British novelist, while Lou Poley was an Italian baseball pitcher. Moving on to August 14th. Alice Ravaz, Swiss writer, was born. August 26, Maxwell D. Taylor, American general, was born. And on the 28th, Babe London, American actress and comedian, was born. Happy birthday to all of you. September 2nd, Adolph Rupp, American college basketball coach. I think he coached North Carolina, I think. September 8th, Hendrik Verwoerd, 6th Prime Minister of South Africa. September 17th, Sir Francis Chichester, British sailor, was born. October 2nd, Alice Prin, French singer. October 19th, Afri Burke, American Admiral, Arleigh Burke, excuse me. October 20th, Evelyn Brent, American actress, and Adelaide Hall, American jazz singer and entertainer, both born on this day. Happy birthday. November 2nd, James Dunn, American actor, was born. November 7th, Nora McGuinness, Irish painter and illustrator. November 11th, Magda Goebbels, wife of German propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. Not the best title for you to have your legacy live on with. November 17th, Lee Strasberg, Polish-born American actor, acting teacher, and co-founder of Method Acting. And finally, we go to December. December 5th, we have Walt Disney, American animator, film producer, born on this day. December 8th, Arthur Leslie, British actor, was born. December 16th, Margaret Mead, American cultural anthropologist, was also born. And December 31st, Julia Bathory, Hungarian glass designer. Very cool. Born on December 31st, 1901. She actually, here her Wikipedia page says that, or the annotation or note here says that she actually died in 2000, so she lived to be 99. Very interesting. And that was it. That was the year of 1901. If you guys have any questions, comments, if there was a fact that I read out that you're interested in discussing, or you have a little story to tell, you can always get in touch with the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening,